Did you know that Norway is so rich because of one Muslim man from Iraq? You see, in 1938, oil was discovered in Saudi Arabia for the first time. And soon after, other countries in the Middle East and around the world made their own discoveries as well. And one country in particular, Norway, saw this and began working with drilling companies to find their own oil. Even the Netherlands next door found a huge natural gas basin beneath the sea. But as the years went on, Norway slowly realized that they just didn't have any oil. Eventually, all of Norway's oil companies gave up and left, and only one company remained, and it too was about to pack its bags. And while this was going on, Iraq was experiencing an oil boom itself. In 1952, the Iraq Petroleum Company made a deal with the British to sponsor young Iraqi students, fly them to Britain, where they would study in British schools with the promise that when they came back, they would have a job in Iraq waiting for them. And one of these students was a 16-year-old boy by the name of Farouk Al-Qasim. He was selected for the program and was sent to study petroleum geology at Imperial College of London. He studied there for 5 years, got married with a Norwegian woman, and came back to Iraq with his wife at the age of 21. And when he arrived back in Iraq, he was given a job with the oil company. And over the next 10 years, he quickly rose in the company, getting promotion after promotion. He was seen as respectable and well-balanced and fit right in with the company's scheme. And by the time he was 31, he was ranked number 5 in the company. Everything was looking up for him, or so it seemed from the outside. You see, Farouk had a son who was born with cerebral palsy, a disorder which, if left untreated, can actually be fatal. At the time, Iraq didn't have the facilities to treat cerebral palsy, and according to Farouk, there was only one country in the world that did. So Farouk packed his bags and said goodbye to his family in Iraq, and together with his wife and son, they set out to begin a new life in Norway. They arrived in Oslo in 1968, and Farouk went to the Ministry of Industry and asked them if there were any oil companies coming to Norway. And in a last-ditch effort to find oil, the government desperately needed someone like him, and they immediately got him working. He began by analyzing data from seismic surveys, looking for clues as to whether there was oil or not, and what he found was extremely promising. He began writing reports warning the government to start preparing itself to becoming an oil nation. He said it was only a matter of time. And then it happened. In 1971, Norway struck oil. It was a massive discovery, one of the world's largest offshore oil basins. And over 50 years later, they're still pumping over 100,000 barrels of oil per day, and they expect it to last until at least 2050. And that's when Norway almost destroyed its own economy. You see, when the Netherlands had that natural gas discovery I mentioned earlier, at first, everyone thought it was great. They had all this gas, they could sell it to the world, and they were making a ton of money. And that meant that there was now a ton of demand for their currency, which made it rise in value. And this meant that if anyone wanted to buy anything from the Netherlands other than oil, they now had to pay a higher price. And so every other industry in the Netherlands saw their exports go down, making the economy even worse. And Norway was this close to falling for the same trap until Farouk made a plan. He convinced the Norwegian government to let him make the blueprint for how it would manage oil revenue, and he got to work. He wrote a paper known as the 10 Oil Commandments, and it was passed into law, the most important of which was the creation of a national oil company called Statoil. The government required that all oil exploration in Norway was at least 50% owned by this company so that the Norwegian government always had a major stake in things, but at the same time encouraged private companies to compete with each other to find more oil basins. It also forced private companies to create innovative technologies to squeeze out every last bit of oil from the oil basins, whereas in most countries that oil might just be left there and forgotten about because it was too difficult to get at. For the next 20 years, Farouk continued his work as Norway's Director of Resource Management. He made sure that neither Statoil nor Norway's government regulators became too powerful. There had to be a balance between the two, otherwise one side could become overbloated, which would lead to abuse of power and corruption. But there was still one question left unanswered. What to do with all that money? At first, the government used it to build infrastructure such as roads and bridges, but in 1990, Norway made one of the smartest decisions in its history. It decided to put every cent of profit from the oil industry into an investment fund, which as of last year was worth $1.3 trillion. That's $240,000 for each person in Norway. All of this wealth, all of this stability, none of it would have happened if it wasn't for that one Muslim Arab immigrant from Iraq. Like and follow for more Muslim facts.